Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Author's Lab. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, four-time best-selling author of over 31 books, book writing coach, and CEO and founder of AGD Publishing Company. Allow me to introduce my guest, and then she'll tell you a little bit about herself. I have Lisa Dove Washington on the line. She is not only have her online magazine, publishing magazine, but she also has a publishing company called Dove Publishing Company. And also, she has an online show called Lunching with Lisa. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here with you, Allison.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, tell us a little bit about you and, you know, your companies and all of your accomplishments.
Oh, wow. So I do have a publishing company called Touched by Dove Publishing that I launched probably in 2019. So I've been having some fun with it. It's just starting to get really busy. I think that's probably due to COVID. But I am blessed in that area. I also have my own online magazine called Dove Style Magazine that I actually launched back in 2012. So it's been around for a while. And I'm an author myself, a best-selling author and best-selling international author. But I have a love for writing and books, so that's why I launched my own publishing company. And I also have an online show called Lunching with Lisa, where I invite guests on like yourself and just kind of get into the mind of the person and what they're doing, whether it's an entrepreneur or it's an event coming up or whoever it is. I like to find out who the person is behind all the magic that they do.
Wow. So, you know, you wear a lot of hats. I'm sitting here like, okay, which question do I ask? So today, the title of our show is called, What Do I Ask a Publisher Before I Commit? And so I know that that is one of your areas. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was, and maybe our listeners out there also wanted to ask a publisher, what happens after a publisher says yes to publishing someone's book?
That's a good question. And I will say that, you know, publishers kind of have some rights to do the things they want to do. So every publisher kind of moves differently. So I'll give you an example of what I do. So when I meet with someone and they reach out to me because they're ready to publish their book, the first thing I do is kind of have a consultation with them and find out what the book is about. And find out who their audience is, who they're trying to reach, what the message is. So we first have that kind of conversation. And the first thing after that, once we sign a contract and bring you on board, is we welcome them to the team. And what I like to do is get into the vision of the cover. That seems to ignite a whole lot of things when you're going through the process. Hopefully they've started writing, but if not, there's still an option of getting started even once you start publishing. So those are some of the things that I kind of talk to someone about if they're a potential client and they're ready to publish a book. Never mind the fact that I will ask, why is it that you want to publish a book? What is motivating you to do this? Because I like to kind of get in their head so I know how to move forward.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. So what services do you provide through your publishing company?
Well, I like to provide, as opposed to just publishing books, I'm actually into the experience of publishing a book. It's kind of like birthing your baby. There's a lot to it. So I like to offer as much as I can to take you into the process and actually kind of hold your hand a little bit once you get out of the process. So I do offer marketing. I offer branding. I do some coaching. And a lot of it is because I really want people to understand that this is a business. So we also offer a website to go along with your book. And then we offer things like giving you, you know, bookmarks and things to just kind of get you started in that branding and marketing, as well as we do some coaching on the editing and things that you wouldn't think about. And then just kind of explain how the fun starts once the book is published. So it's not just about publishing a book. You really have to work that book once you publish it. So it's not over when you publish. It's actually just beginning.
So here's another question, Lisa, that I am always asked, and you are probably asked the same thing. As the author, do I need to copyright my book before I send it to a publisher?
That is totally up to the author, but you do not have to. With my publishers, they usually don't have their manuscripts or anything copywritten. What they do is send it to me, and I actually have a copy. I have that under my publishing company. So once you write it and we publish it, it does have copyright. But people are, you know, they do have the option to go out there and do that, but that will be added. You don't have to have it copywritten before you go to the publisher.
So let me ask you another question. Even with the, if a person already has their ISBN number, will you still accept their work too, or the ISBN number has to fall up under your publishing company?
That's a good question. I don't know that I can actually, I'm not as clear on that. Usually, I've never had anyone come to me with that question, as a matter of fact. Now, I know they can have that IEN number or EIN number, I'm sorry, but it would go up under my publishing company as far as publishing. I'm really not sure what they would need that for, unless they're just kind of copywriting so that no one else can, you know, take their writing, which they can't do anyway. So I probably have to look more into that, but I'm not quite clear on you wouldn't need two of them.
Right. And I thought the same thing when I, like you, when I was asked that question, I was trying to figure out, like, why would you need another ISBN number if we're already doing everything under the publishing company or the umbrella of the publishing company.
Exactly.
So, yes. Lisa, let me just ask you this question just for our listening audience. What is the difference between an EIN number and an ISBN number? If you can briefly tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So your EIN number is actually your employee identification number. So that's also like your federal employee identification number for your tax purposes. And it's like a unique 9-digit number that's assigned to you through the IRS so that you can file for your business. So that's kind of what an EIN number is. Normally when somebody goes out to do a business, they'll be assigned an EIN number. The international standard book number is your ISBN number, and that's the number that we use for books. So that's the numeric commercial book identifier, which is intended to be a unique number just to your book. So when you're getting ready to publish a book, you automatically need an ISBN number, and you know, normally we do a barcode as well. So, and that's why you need one, so that it identifies your book from someone else's book. And they use that number for when they, I know people can see when they scan the back of the book, that's your ISBN number. They scan that, and that identifies that this is a sale that's going towards your book.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that needed information. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you will get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Authors Lab podcast. I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, best-selling author, coach, and publisher. Again, I have with me on the line Lisa Dove Washington. Thank you. Lisa, I still have a few more questions that I want to ask you just for the listening audience knowledge. As an author, do the author retain all the rights to their book, or does the publisher retain the rights?
Well, this is a loaded question, but what happens is, and it's all in the contract. So, yes, the author retains those rights, but I would encourage all authors to, you know, pay attention to their contract and how it's written up, because sometimes publishers will have the rights to certain things, or they might have a limited claim on things. So a lot of times what publishers will do was they'll have the rights to the book for maybe the first year just to give it a chance to get out there and make some sales. But ultimately the story will belong to the author. But as far as sales and things like that, when my authors come on board, they own the rights to that book. I just handle the publishing, but all fees go to them. When something goes to Amazon, all sales go to the author. So yes, they do have the rights to that book, but I would say or encourage them to read the contract and make sure that it's written in a way that they understand what comes to them and what goes to the publisher. And the reason I mention that is because there are times when you do collaboration books, and in those instances, there will be the way things are set up. If you did a collaboration, the publisher would get the rights to the if someone buys the book and it goes through Amazon, they will get those they will get that money. But the authors or co-authors would, as they sell their books individually, they will make money off of the books that they sell. So I mean, it depends on the contract, so it can vary. But generally speaking, the author has the rights to their book.
Thank you so much for sharing that, and especially about the anthology, because a lot of people don't know, you know, how that is done. I want to ask you a question. What is the role of a publisher?
That's a good question. Every publisher is different. Like I said in the beginning, every publisher is different. So some publishers really just want to publish your book, and that's the gist of their role. They make sure that it gets published, and then the author takes care of the marketing and the branding and all of the outside things. Me as a publisher, I actually like to be a part of that whole process because, like I said, I like to be part of the whole experience. So within my contracts, I actually include a lot of those services that I mentioned before, like the marketing and the branding. I even, in certain packages, I offer websites, and I also offer interviews. So I have access, whether it's my show or other platforms, to get the word out. I do offer those kind of opportunities to my authors. So I include those in my packaging. So my publishing actually probably includes more than a lot of publishers, but I kind of like it that way.
And you know, I'm glad you said that too, because a lot of times people think that the publisher is also the marketing person, but it's actually two different entities and two different costs unless the publisher has it in their package. Do you agree to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not really the publisher's job to market or brand your book or anything like that. Now, publishers are free to do that, as I do in my packages, but it's not really the obligation of the publisher to market or, you know, push your book out to the public. None of that. That is really not their role. But publishers have that, they have the option to get involved in some of that stuff. So it's, sometimes it's a plus, but it depends on the demand. So yeah, that's from publisher to publisher. So it just kind of depends on the publisher.
Yes. Now, what advice would you give an inspiring writer who wants to submit their book, but it's not finished yet?
I would say that is not a reason not to go forward. So I just encourage people. I have had clients come to me and their books are already written, ready to be published, and you are edited and published. And then I have had people come to me that haven't even written a sentence. So I think either way is the right time. I do offer coaching in my packages. So that and I add that because even if you have already written, people kind of need some guidance on how this works, what the ins and outs and things they need to know are. So I say either way, it's go for it.
That's good advice. That's good advice, especially for someone that's an inspiring author, to keep them encouraged to not give up on, you know, their dreams. As
Absolutely.
We get ready to come to a close, I want you to share your information and your, you know, your different companies or businesses that you have, to let them know what you have to offer.
Sure. So my publishing company is Touched by Dove Publishing, and you can actually visit the website, and the website is at touchedbydovepublishing.com. You can also visit my online magazine, Dove Style Magazine, at dovestylemagazine.org, which is dovestylemagazine.org. And I also have a main website that is lisadovewashington.com, and that actually houses most of my businesses. So you can find the publishing company, Luncheon with Lisa. You can find everything there as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa, so much for taking time out and sharing your publishing expertise. It is truly appreciated. Thank you for joining another episode of the Author's Lab. If you would like to learn more about my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program, please visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. That's agdpublishing.com, or you can email me at AllisonGDaniels@verizon.net.